Greetings from VLSI. I'm Panu Christian, giving you a demo on the 1103 Karaoke board. I have here a MIDI keyboard. And now when I play the notes in the keyboard, you can hear them being played on the 1103. If I do something more complex, I'll hit the start in the keyboard. Okay, it's here. Now you can hear some more complex MIDI music. And if I scroll to the left, I can see some channel activity indicators indicating that channels 5, 6, 8 and 10 are active. I can scroll to the right and switch those channels off if I like. And now only channel 10 is active in the MIDI, it's normally the drums channel, so when only channel 10 is on and the rest of those channels are switched off, you can only hear the drums, so consequently now I switch that off. Now I will switch channel 8 on, you can hear the bass line, and so you can switch the MIDI channels on one by one depending on what you want to hear. Okay, that's enough of that. Also, I can change the MIDI volume on the fly. So basically the 1103, this application board, starts in the MIDI input mode. That means that I can play with a keyboard and it listens to the MIDI messages from the keyboard. The other mode is the MIDI file mode, where it plays MIDI files. This is what's usually done in a karaoke application. So, but I can't do that now, because if I would change the MIDI mode from the real-time input to file input, I would need to reset the 1103. It's no problem, but it just cancels the recording, so it's no use doing that now. Also, I'm sorry, this is a little bit noisy environment when I'm doing this recording, but bear with me. Okay, on with the show. We'll now start a WAV file. I'll scroll left to the... scroll left with the buttons, and I will start a fire. Now, you might have noticed a small gap in the recording. This is basically because we have the 8051 microcontroller architecture selected, and it's not quite powerful enough to do all the things simultaneously. The basic problem is that I only have one SPI port on the 8051 microcontroller and very limited processing power. So when I change the file, I need to scan through the MMC card, and that takes a little bit of time. So there's a little bit gap, but it's don't blame the 1103, just blame the 8051. But it's a minor glitch, I think. Basically it works pretty well. Anyway, I have now the WAV file is playing with a relatively low volume. I can also play some MIDI keys on top of the WAV file. So now I have a pretty high load on the 1103, because I have basically all the features turned on at the same time. I have the microphone input is on, and the ADPCM encoding is on, and the recording is on. So I record this to the MMC card. Also I have wave playing on, and the ADPCM decoding on. So the music you hear from the background is in ADPCM format. The 1103 is capable of playing just PCM, plain PCM wave files as well, but they have a certainly higher bit rate. And the rest of the remaining CPU time is used for playing MIDI tones. And the real-time MIDI input is most sensitive, because it has no way of predicting the load. In a file, you can see into the future and see what kind of notes we'll be playing, but in the real time, it's not possible. So there's a little bit of a CPU requirement there. Also, I seem to have the volume a little bit too high. It clipped when I played those notes. Okay, but basically here you have the 1103 with the wave file playing and the MIDI synthesizer and a microphone. And we'll do the MIDI file playing in another demo. I'm Panu Christian, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have at mp3@vilasai.fi. So, once again, greetings from Finland, and have loads of fun with this chicken.